ربه. Who is that? Whom do we mean نادى ربه? Sometimes it's clear, but sometimes it's not. So we have to make sure that it has been clarified in the prior to that. وقد يكون مفهوما من مادة الفعل السابق. Sometimes it could be understood what you are referring to without explicit mention. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى, which means be just or fair. It is closer to having taqwa. Being literal in translating it. اعدلوا, be fair. It is closer to taqwa. What does that mean? What does it refer to? اعدلوا, it is. اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. Be fair, because fairness, so there's word fairness there that's not mentioned anywhere, but we know from the context that this is what it's mentioned. From the verb adilu, we know that it is referring to the abstract noun of being fair, be fair, fairness. Be fair, because fairness is closer to being, to having taqwa. So be fair, fairness is closer to taqwa, or is a demonstration of taqwa. And also, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. And when he tested Ibrahim, his Lord, when he tried Ibrahim, his Lord. Now this is a rare way of stating things, but this is mentioned sometimes in the Quran. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. So here there is actually more than one preposition. There is, if you say وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى, and one, he tried Ibrahim. Who tried Ibrahim? رَبُّهُ, his Lord tried him. So if you just say, and when he tried Ibrahim, there is an implicit preposition here. It's not mentioned who did it, but the word after that explains it. Rabbu, who, his Lord. And also Rabbuhu has also a preposition. The ha at the end means his, and his refers to Ibrahim, and this is of the first kind that we mentioned earlier. Okay, so here the preposition came in sequence. It followed the thing here about al-marja, which means the thing that explains the mention, or the words that the preposition is representing. It normally comes before, as we said, but in this case it comes after the word that explains which preposition we're talking about. When we say ibtala, when he tested, who is he? So the explanation came after. Okay, so this is possible. وَقَدْ يَسْبِقُ رُتْبَةً لَا لَفْضَ, and so on. So in general, the most common is that the word will come, or the explanation will come before the preposition. وَقَدْ يَكُونُ مَفْهُومًا مِنَ السِّيَاقِ, and it could be understandable from the flow, from the context. Like, وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ لِكُلِّ مِّنْهُمَ السُّدُسُ مِمَّا تَرَكْ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ وَلَدْ. وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ, and for his parents, it's understood from the context that the ayah, this is in Surah An-Nisa, and it's like the second page of Surah An-Nisa. It says, first Allah Azza wa Jal advises you in regard to your children. The Zakari, which means the male gets twice as much as a female. And then if they were females, فَإِنْكُنَ نِسَاءَ فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَ مَا تَرَكَ. If they were women more than two, then they get, which means two or more, they get two-thirds of what he left. Now he here refers to whom? Who is he?
Father.
The dead person, the deceased, the deceased father. So it did not mention anywhere. First, it was addressing you. You'll see, Allah advises you in regard to your children. And then it says, if there were more than two, then they get 2/3 of what he left. So he here refers to someone who is understood from the context. We understand from the context that it's referring to the deceased who left two or more girls behind him. Okay, and then there are other details. I don't know if I should get too much into them. Well, I'll mention a little bit and see how it goes. So he says, and also it is in some cases the domir, the preposition, may not coincide or agree with the word that it is representing in meaning. For example, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. We have created the human being from a سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ, from something of clay. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً. Then we made him a sperm. فَالضَّمِيرُ يَعُودُ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. So the preposition here, then we made him, refers to the human being. بِاعْتِبَارِ اللَّفْظِ. لأن المجهول النطفة ليس الإنسان الأول. Because of the way that it is mentioned here, جعلناه, and he did not say جعلناها, which means, you know, in English you would say, if you could say, we made the human being from clay, and then we turned it, which means the clay, into a sperm. But the ayah does not say that. It says, and in Arabic it would say ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهَا, in that case, if it were to use it, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا, which means we turned the clay into sperm. But no, it said then we turned him, which means the human being, into a sperm.
So by the first we understand, so indicating to Adam.
So it's referring to the human being. The preposition is referring to the human being, not to the clay. Okay. And he says, and if the reference, that is the word to which the preposition is referring, if it is possible to be used as a singular and plural, then it is possible to have the preposition refer to either one, to either situation, either plural or singular. Such as, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا يُدْخِلُهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Whoever believes in Allah and does good deeds, he will let him, Allah that is, will let him into gardens under which the rivers flow. Let him, that is singular, who believes, and he will let him into, or admit him into, gardens. So, if this agrees, right? Whoever believes. But whoever believes also could be plural. Whoever believes, that means plural, those who believe. So that's why then it says خالدين فيها أبدا, they will be and will abide in it permanently, eternally. So here he used the plural, they. First he used he, because that accepts both meanings. And then he says right after that, قد أحسن الله له رزقا. Allah has indeed given him good sustenance by that. Back into singular. But الأصل اتحاد مرجع الضمائر إذا تعددت. The normal practice practice is that the references for the prepositions, when there are several prepositions, then their references should be unified. And this example explains what it means. علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم لنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. which means taught it, that is the one who taught it, who taught the Quran, is Shadid al-Quwa, the one of great powers of mind, that is Jibreel. Dhu mirratin fastawa, he has a great power or an awesome appearance. Fastawa, when he ascended or stood in the upper horizon, wahuwa, while he is in the upper horizon, then he came down, fatadalla, he approached, fakana qarba qawsayni aw adna, and he was as close as two bows or closer, faawha, and then he revealed to his abd, to his servant, whatever he revealed. So he says all the prepositions of rafa, which means, I mean, how to say it in English, that is the prepositions which are talking about a subject, the subjective prepositions, are referring to Jibreel. So Jibreel is the one who did this and this and this and this. So the reference of all these prepositions is united by one individual, which is the Jibreel. And then, contrary to the Abdihi, he revealed to his servant, he revealed Jibreel to his servant, to the servant of Allah. So his, in that case, refers to Allah. And also an important rule is that if there is a preposition, if there are two or more individuals mentioned, and then a preposition follows, then the preposition, unless there is something to the contrary, to prove the contrary, the preposition normally refers to the last one of these things that were mentioned. Okay? For example,
For example, he says, وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ,
we gave Musa the book, and we made, وَجَعَلْنَاهُ, it could mean وَجَعَلْنَاهُ the book, we made him, or we made it. You can translate either way, but which one is correct, the book or Musa? The book, because that's the last one that was mentioned, so that's the closest to the preposition. So we made it, the book, guidance to the children of Israel. Or وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, وَإِن تَعُدُّ, if you enumerate or try to count the bounties and the favors of Allah, you will not be able to encompass them. So تُحْصُوهَا could be referring to the favors of Allah, and could be referring to what? To the counting. You would not be able to enumerate the counting, or you would not be able to enumerate the favors, which is the correct one. The favors were the last thing mentioned. This is the normal situation. I mean, sometimes there are violations, but this is, if you have no way to give preference to one or the other, then this is how it should be understood. We're not going to run over time. And he says normally a preposition should come in the place of a, or replace a preposition, because that is clearer for the meaning and shorter for the expression. And again, the example explains what this means. For example, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. This statement here, Allah has prepared for them, this for them here, salaam alaykum, this represents about 20 words that preceded that. And what he's saying here is that normally the preposition is useful in the sentence. It makes it shorter, it makes it more understandable, that instead of saying those who did this and this and this and this and this and this, for them who did this and this, and then you repeat it, Allah has prepared a great reward. No, say for them Allah has prepared a great reward. So this represents whatever was they were described with before that.
وربما يؤتى مكان الضمير مكان الضمير بالاسم الظاهر وهو ما يسمى الإظهار في موضع الإضمار.
Sometimes you instead of putting the preposition, you may come up, in the text you will find that the noun has been mentioned, the declared noun has been mentioned again, and this has benefits in some cases.
For example, من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين.
Whoever is an enemy for Allah and His angels and His messengers and Jibreel and Mikael, then Allah is an enemy for the disbelievers. Here Allah did not say in this ayah فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌّ لَهُ, then Allah is His enemy, is an enemy for Him, because here it is, bringing it in this way is more expressive, more, you know, a stronger warning that anybody who does this is a kafir and he is warned. So it gives the judgment that whoever does is an enemy of these angels, then he is a kafir first of all, and then Allah Azza wa Jal is their enemy because they are kafirs, and also that every kafir Allah is an enemy for him, not only those who disbelieve because of their enmity to the angels.
That's like two things being indicated in one statement.
Right, three actually. Kafir. Right, actually here this sentence statement indicates three things. So instead of saying فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لَهُ, by Allah saying عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, it carried much, much more meaning than if he just used the preposition. So it's not always that you have to use the preposition, and it is more elegant. In some places, in some situations, as in this example, not using the original word is more appropriate.
Similarly, in another example, contrary to this, or a counter example for this, but with a very similar flaw, he says, وَالَّذِينَ يُمَسِّكُونَ بِكِتَابِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, which means those who adhere to the book and establish the prayer, verily we do not let the reward of those who do well go to waste. He did not say we do not let their reward go to waste. He said the reward of those who do well, muslihin. Same thing, same like that. So that to show that those who do this, they are muslihin, and that Allah gives for the muslihin a great reward, and that Allah gave them the reward to these particularly because of their being muslihin, because of their being good. Okay, now here under this title, Damir al-Fasl, the Damir preposition of separation, which is the last thing in this section, he says this comes between the Mubtada and the Khabar, which means in Arabic like two words in a sentence that doesn't have a verb in Arabic. Like you say Ar-Rajulu Kareemun, so in Arabic you do not put a verb. Ar-Rajul, the man, Kareem, generous. The man, generous. In English you translate it, you have to say the man is generous. So but the first word is called Mubtada, the starting word. The second word is called Khabar, the informative word, or the word of information, the information regarding the Mubtada, the starting word. So this Damir, Damir al-Fasl, comes between the Mubtada and the Khabar. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. Here Allah is speaking. It is I, innani, well, innani, the ya here is damir. It's Allah is speaking. This is, he's saying, it is I
I am Allah, there is no deity but me. And here in the other ayah, وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُونَ, and verily we are the Safoon. What does Safoon mean here? I'm trying to think.
Safoon is a derivative of Safa.
Probably the ones whom the angels stand in ranks in front of us, or we make them stand in ranks in front of us, or something like that. But here, Nahnu comes between Inna Safoon, Nahnu. The preposition Nahnu. And we are Safoon. So he brought the Damir here to separate between this Mubtada and this Safoon Khabar, Inna Safoon. Inni Allah, he brought Ana in between. Innani Ana Allah. So he did not say Innani Allah, he said Innani Ana Allah. So this is a separation, comes a separation between two words that normally would not need a separation, but to emphasize the meaning. This is in the situation of the speaker. That is, in both cases, Allah is the speaker. Here also, it could be in the situation of the one who is being spoken to or addressed. For example, كنت فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم. When you took away my life, you were كنت كان. Takes Mubtada and Khabar. Ta, anta, you were al-raqib alayhim, the witness over them, or the watcher over them. But he brought anta again to emphasize the meaning in between the two, between this ta and this al-raqib, he brought anta. So this is called Damir al-Fasl. It separates between the two. وبضمير الغائب كقولي, or also for somebody who's not present. أولئك هم المفلحون. Instead of saying أولئك المفلحون, you say أولئك هم المفلحون. This has benefits of tawkid, of confirmation or emphasis, as we said. And الحصر, to make that specific, to specify the meaning to whomever you are talking about in that, to make the emphasis stronger, the specification. And so on. So this is basically as a form of speech that is good to know.
So basically what we understand is that the Quran is the highest form of literature where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the minimum words with a lot of expression in it.
Right, and of course, I mean, he would not use except the best word in that particular position. Definitely. Al-Iltifat, this is the last thing, and we have only about 5 or 10 minutes left, inshallah. We try to make it very brief. Al-Iltifat means to turn away from one flow of one flow to another, from one way of expressing things to a different way. For example, to talk from talking about absent things to talking about to addressing directly. For instance, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. We are talking about Allah in absentia. We are saying praise be to Allah, the Lord of the peoples, Ar-Rahman, the All-Merciful, the Bestower of Mercy, Malik Yawm al-Din, the owner of the Day of Judgment. And then we turn from there, instead of saying Iyyahu na'budu, it is He that we worship, we turn around and we start addressing Him directly. So we say Iyyaka na'budu, it is You that we worship. So we turn from Ghaib, from the absent, addressing Him in the absent form, to the present form, Iyyaka na'budu, or the opposite. It could be the other way around. For example, hatta idha kuntum fil fulki wajarayna bihim bi rihin tayyiba, until when you were on the in the ship or on the sea, on the boat, and so he's addressing them, you, and then they flow, or they blow over them with a nice breeze or good breeze. So first he was addressing them directly, and then he says them. So this is also a way of speech or eloquence in the Arabic language. Or غيبة إلى التكلم, or it could be from the absent to the speaker himself. In the first two cases, from absent to somebody you are addressing, to the address, or from one somebody you are addressing to somebody who is absent. The third situation is from someone who is absent to someone who is speaking himself. For example, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمْ 12 نَقِيبًا. And verily Allah has taken the covenant from the children of Israel. So Allah is talking about himself in the absent form. And then وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمْ 12 نَقِيبًا. And we have sent from them 12 representatives.
To the president.
So to the speaker.
We have spent.
Right. And it could be also the other way around. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli rabbika wanhar. We have granted you al-kawthar, so fasalli rabbika, so pray to your Lord. He did not say so pray to us, pray to your Lord. Right. This iltifat, changing the tone from the one to the other, as we've seen, has benefits. Among them is to make the one who is being addressed, who is reading this, to pay attention, more attention, because when he finds the change in the flow, that causes him to pay more attention to what's going on, and to make him try to understand the meaning and to understand what's the reason behind this change of flow. And also these are all related, and to remove from him the boredom that would happen from keeping the flow in a certain monotonous way by changing from one flow to the other, from one flow to the other. So it's like shaking him from one way to the other, to the other, to the first, and so on. There are other benefits, I'm sure, for this iltifat, but these are the things that he, Sheikh Al-Thaymin, has chose to mention in regard to tafsir, and this is not all what, you know, the subjects of tafsir are about. So he selected major issues that are usually dealt with in the books of tafsir, such as qasas, qasam first, qasas, israeliyat, damir, prepositions, and iltifat, turning around, you can call it. And that is after he mentioned general rules about tafsir and who are the Mufassirin and those who are known with tafsir among the Sahaba and the Tabi'in, and so on. So this concludes the summary of this subject, which is an introduction, as we said, to the Ulum al-Quran wa tafsir. So it is a very brief introduction to the subject of the knowledge of the Quran and the knowledge of tafsir.
This also indicates that the highest form of literature or a person has to gain to make it higher, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges of humanity.
Sallallahu.
The challenges of humanity to bring a certain ayah or a certain chapter like this. And with this changing around, it also makes a lot of different, a lot difficult for them to keep up to that standard of literature. So is this can be an indication of the miraculous nature of the Quran?
Definitely, I mean. All of it. It's a combination of it. Yeah. Yeah, in every aspect, it is a miracle. In every aspect, they could not compete with it.
Khalid says he's some urgent matter. He needs to talk to you.
Okay. Time, we are finished. JazakAllah khair. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.